Is there an incurable disease? Is there an incurable circumstance? Is there an incurable activity in our life? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, walking along the meditation path this morning, bringing you the thought for today. Is there an incurable disease, an incurable condition in life for anybody or anything? Well, I must answer to that yes. There are many incurable experiences in our life that there's nothing that is going to change them. However, if we call it something that's curable, then we have wholeness. If we go back to its original purity and integrity, if we go into our awareness of who and what we really are, then we'll not be curing anything, we'll not be changing anything, we'll merely be putting our attention on the truth about us. When we try to cure something, we are looking at a problem and naming it and claiming it and giving it power. It's real. It's right there. It's definite, you know. It's responding in our body, in our life, in our affairs in a very, very terrible, very, very just terrible, terrible way, you know. My God, what can we do? And as we empower it with our thoughts, we bring that into our life. Now, if we have a hurt, and we concentrate on the hurt, we give that hurt power to continue to be. And the more we concentrate on that hurt, the more power we give it to be. Now, if we could take our attention and put our full attention on our original purity and integrity. What are you talking about? It's original purity and integrity all the time, Herb. You're always saying, your original purity and integrity, your original purity and integrity, your original purity and integrity. Well, what's that all about, you know? Well, this is what it's all about. We are a divine being. And as a divine being, our original purity and integrity, what our divine being is absolute wholeness, perfection. Right action, peace, truth, everything that is good and beautiful. That's our reality. Now, humanity, you and me included, have created a world about us that we call a real world. And this is a real world, the world of our illusions. Oh, how'd that get in there? The world of our thoughts. Well, yeah, I guess so. The world that we create to make us think that it is our real world, and it is not our real world, because it continually changes. Our real world never changes. The archetypal model of our being, the archetypal reality of our being, is always the same. It's perfect. We, in playing games, in changing the archetypal model around, bring about other conditions. And in bringing about other conditions, in our limited attitude about ourselves, we sometimes make problems with it. The archetypal car is a car that functions perfectly all the time. It's a car that is always absolutely fantastic. It's a car that never needs gas, water, oil, never needs tires, never needs any. Everything that it has are eternal and immortal. Now, we take that car and we make it in our own thought appearance, in our own awareness, and we make it with limitation. And in making it with limitation, then it has obsolescence built into it. It has temporariness built into it. But the archetypal car is always there. The archetypal body that we have is always there. The archetypal body never changes. It is absolutely perfect in every possible way, and it always is there waiting for us, if you might say that, because it's always there, waiting for us to say, that's the only body I choose to have, to know, to experience, to enjoy forever, eternal, immortal. But that's not what we have trained ourselves as human beings. We have created a game here that says, what you can't see ain't, what you can't see isn't, what you can't see does not exist. And yet, all behind every idea, behind every thought, behind every creation, behind every existence, is its archetypal idea. You and I have an archetypal body. You and I have our original purity and integrity. You and I can return to that original purity and integrity in our thought any moment we wish. And when we do, then any other appearance, any other expression has no power, has no reality, and ceases to be. And then at that moment, we have had a spiritual healing, and we don't remember that we had ever played a game of being lesser than our original purity and integrity. What a glorious, what a fabulous, and what a wonderful reality that is. Yes, healing is ours today. Not because healing is something that we want or would like or that would change our condition, but wholeness is our reality. Wholeness is who we are. Wholeness is that divine man in you and in me that is always there. And we have built a facade around it, pretending that it was something that it was not. The moment that we can turn our attention to our original purity and integrity, and I guarantee you don't know what it is, but it's good, very good. The moment we turn our attention to it, we're not turning our attention to the limited outward experience that we've had. And as we turn our attention to our original purity and integrity, then that is all we know. That is all we experience. I just returned from two wonderful days in Canada, giving seminars in Montreal and Blois, and the people there were just fabulous. Receptive, responsive to the absolute ideas of their innate being. And what we talked about was the idea that we are perfect, and we live in our perfect self every moment. And when we turn our attention away from that perfect self to the illusions that we create in us and about us, then those illusions appear to be very real. But when we return in thought, in awareness, to our original purity and integrity, all of those thoughts, all of those experiences, all of those illusions fade away into the nothingness that they are. Join with me today in this awareness for yourself, because you're not whole and perfect. You're expressing your original purity and integrity, and anything that could be whole and perfect or less than whole and perfect is no longer in our experience. For we are the allness, we are the isness, we are the archetypal self that we are, and we experience only our original purity and integrity, our original design of who we are. Kind of nice, isn't it? Have a lovely day, and remember, you're in my heart, you're in my love, you're in my recognition that you are expressing your original purity and integrity, even as I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.